Another day and another book is removed from a school library in central Pennsylvania. And the head of Norfolk Southern says the decision to burn 5 tank cars of vinyl chloride was the right one. Welcome to The Morning Agenda, WITF's daily news podcast, where the only agenda is you. I'm Tim Lambert, your host on this daily trip around the region's top stories. A big thanks to our sponsor, CGA Law Firm. The firm is located in York, Hanover, and East Berlin, and it provides legal services to businesses, individuals, and municipalities in South Central Pennsylvania. Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 21st, and this is being recorded at 9:39 a.m. So let's get started. A school district in York County that made headlines for banning a list of anti-racism resources is under fire once again. My colleague Gabriela Martinez takes a look at the decision to remove 2 books from the high school library.
The student-led Panther Anti-Racist Union at Central York School District is once again organizing to oppose the removal of books. They plan to protest via social media and will continue to speak out at school board meetings. Renee Ellis, president of the group, says they are urging the district to be more transparent when it comes to decisions to remove books.
It's a little concerning that they're stripping away resources like this because most kids don't even know that the book was removed, and they didn't know that we had it because teachers weren't promoting it.
The novel Push by Sapphire is one of the titles removed and is an account of childhood sexual abuse and pregnancy. Superintendent Peter Aiken said a committee formed in response to a parent's book challenge removed Push because it lacks quality literary structure and standards and has sexual content. State lawmakers have had the chance to grill the head of Norfolk Southern about the decision to intentionally burn hazardous chemicals after one of its trains derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border last month. CEO Alan Shaw has testified the decision was made by local emergency responders in East Palestine, Ohio, in close consultation with Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. He notes Pennsylvania officials were also kept aware of the situation.
There was concern about an uncontrolled catastrophic explosion that would shoot harmful chemicals and shrapnel throughout the area. And so the decision made by Unified Command under the direction of the incident commander was a controlled vent and burn.
Pennsylvania emergency management officials have said the company's decision to recommend burning 5 tank cars was poorly communicated. The city of Philadelphia has agreed to a $9 million settlement with protesters injured by police following the death of George Floyd in the summer of 2020. Tom McDonald is with our partner WHYY in Philadelphia, and he reports the activists say this should be a start to reforms within the Philadelphia Police Department.
About 300 who blocked the Vine Street Expressway and Market Street in West Philadelphia will share in the money after a deal with the city said to be the largest settlement ever involving a mass protest in Philadelphia. Charles McLaurin of the Legal Defense Fund spoke about the deal.
Monetary compensation is an important step, but it does not represent full accountability for the harm that occurred. The city still has not given directly impacted residents from the 52nd Street corridor a simple apology.
Protester Amelia Carter says in addition to the cash, the city has agreed to end participation in a program that provides military-style weapons to police, such as tear gas.
Instead of protecting us, the Philadelphia Police Department waged war in our streets. By blanketing a community in tear gas, they haphazardly attacked law-abiding citizens.
Now, a statement from the mayor's office said they're confident the settlement will provide an opportunity for the plaintiffs to heal and move forward from the incidents. The State Gaming Control Board reports gaming revenue was up during the month of February. My colleague Ed Ark reports a Mid-State casino tops that list.
The Gaming Control Board says total gaming revenue during February was nearly $457 million, 21.6% more than a year ago. Hollywood Casino at Penn National leads all casinos in the state, bringing in over $72 million, an increase of nearly 22% over February of 2022. Sources of gaming revenue regulated by the state include slot machines, table games, internet gaming, sports wagering, fantasy contests, and VGTs.
Just a reminder, sports wagering alone brought in more than $43 million last month. So each morning, I get a chance to take a look at more than a dozen news sites from around central Pennsylvania, and I try to pick out 2 or 3 stories to put on your radar. So here's what you need to know. The head of the York County Commissioners has received a cease and desist letter. The York Dispatch reports Commissioner Julie Wheeler is accused of making disparaging remarks against the county's outgoing solicitor, Michelle Pogrifka. Now, the reasons behind the solicitor's resignation aren't clear or what remarks prompted the notice. She declined to provide specifics or a copy of the letter. The Dispatch has filed a right-to-know request for the materials. Pogrifka resigned March 13th. She was promoted to solicitor in the wake of Glenn Smith's departure in 2018. While police across the region are having trouble filling open positions, the Reading Eagle reports the Reading Police Department will need at least 10 new officers in place early this summer to fill vacancies. It is important to note they wouldn't be ready for street patrols for nearly a year from their date of hire. The department's primary recruiter is hitting up career fairs, college campuses, and community events to try to attract potential candidates. And a new report shows 32 people died of drug overdoses in Franklin County last year. That's the highest number there in 4 years. It was issued by the Franklin County Overdose Task Force and prepared by the University of Pittsburgh School of Pharmacy. The figure comes out to a rate of 21 deaths per 100,000 people. So how does that stack up to other counties in Pennsylvania? Well, the public opinion puts it into context, noting the majority of counties had at least 25 reported overdoses per 100,000 people. That includes Cumberland, York, and Dauphin counties in central Pennsylvania. So far this year, 6 people have died from an overdose in Franklin County. So for me, the best song on my drive into work this morning at O'Dark 30 was Black Puma's Colors. How about you? Let me know on Twitter. I'm at TLambert895. That is going to do it for the Morning Agenda, a daily news podcast from WITF, where the only agenda is you. A reminder, if you like what you hear, please subscribe in any of the places where you find your favorite podcast, then rate it and let us know what you think in a review. And we also hope you recommend it to a friend as well. Our sponsor is CGA Law Firm, which is located in York, Hanover, and East Berlin. The firm provides legal services to businesses, individuals, and municipalities in South Central Pennsylvania. You can find them at cgalaw.com. For Joe Ulrich, who mixes our audio, I'm Tim Lambert, your humble host. Be well, and we'll talk again tomorrow.